This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. The word is nigh thee, even in my heart, in my mouth. It is a word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Thank God. I want to welcome everyone to the Water of Life Ministries on Sunday evening. Thank God. 22nd day of June 2014. Amen. Been a while since I've done this. Hallelujah. Welcome, all of you. We have a good broadcast tonight, good program. We're going to be opening up with Paul Peters on a solo, and then a Sweet 16. Following with them, I'm going to be sitting down with the Water of Life Quartet. Thank God. Something that I wanted for years in my heart, and God raised them up right under my nose. And I'm sure that makes you happy. Are we ready for Paul?
Bethlehem, he was born. My Savior prayed there. When my soul was so
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, Water of Life Ministries. Welcome back to the broadcast live. Thank God. I'm greatly honored, frankly, honored by God, to have four young men seated to my left. Water of Life Quartet. Back when I was a young boy, Sarcoxie, Missouri, 50 miles west of Springfield, KWTO, keep watching the Ozarks. They would, from time to time, have quartets on, singing gospel songs. I love to hear them sing. Love to hear them sing. A couple of times went to Springfield, Missouri, to the Shrine Mosque to see and hear singers. Quartets, basically, I was a quartet person. I love quartets. I love others, but quartets. High on my list. When I started this ministry, I only had faith for one singer. That was Terry Bye, a bass baritone, a good one. I call him a great one. Great voice, great singer. And Kathy Bye, my daughter and his wife, came on. Over the years, others have been developing. In 09, when Terry Bye went to heaven, unexpectedly and suddenly. Amen. These young men were standing in the gap, ready to sing. Oh, I was so blessed, but I didn't have a quartet. I needed a quartet. Men, boys. And sure enough, Paul showed up. He was born and raised in this ministry. Then the Brown brothers showed up, a trio. David, Philip, and Daniel. I didn't forget your name. Amen. I remember one night I was in the control room. And Philip Brown was in there working in the controls. I heard him singing, and I said, what in the world is he doing in this room? Get him out of here. We threw you all the way up here. So, continue on with this broadcast. I have Paul Peters to my left, David Brown, Philip, and Daniel Brown. I've already said that, but somebody missed it. You went to sleep, you should have. So, I will tell you something else about these four. They have real good voices. They've got faith. You want to know something else? They got the gospel in their hearts. Did you know they can cast your devils out? Did you know that? They can preach the gospel to you and will. They're just young. They're just getting started. And in case you didn't read my post today, you better. About 82. Oh, I know that bugs a lot of you. He's gone. We need to get younger people. Well, I've got them. But I'm going to stay in front of them. Amen. 1973, God gave me a commitment. He made a commitment to me. Psalm 91, 14, 15, 16. Read it. He made a commitment. One of them, the last part of 16. Satisfy me with long life. Well, I'm not even close to satisfied. Some of you gave up on me. You knew I'd be dead? Oh, yes. You start looking around for the wrong thing in the wrong places. You thought I'd be dead? But I came back. God brought me back. Satisfied me with long life and showed me his salvation. And that's what he's done. Welcome, gentlemen. I couldn't help but talk a little. Now, I want to hear the part of you. Whoever wants to talk, get going. If you want to stand up and preach, take the text and get after it.
Well, you mentioned when I was back in the control room, I was a director for a while.
Yeah.
And I know that was definitely God, because I guess on Wednesday, Paul talked about hook in the jaw. And about that time, I had an extremely intense project at work going on. And I was working 60 hours was a light week, and then 70 and 80 was regular. So, and we were coming every night to do the live broadcast, and you put me in the control room. And I was directing, and I knew that that was a responsibility that I needed to fulfill and be faithful with that. And I was made sure I was here every night and really made that commitment. And almost, it was rare that during that period that I didn't go back to work after the 7 o'clock broadcast. So during that time, God really did a work in me as far as making a commitment to the responsibility I had with this ministry. And I know that was the hook in my jaw, because there was a other period during in school, for example, when we had services every night, that I wasn't faithful like that. And but this during this period, I really made a commitment, and God really worked, and he showed me that when I, with obedience, he would always allow me to complete what needed to be completed. There was never a time during this period that I lacked for anything at work because of missing for here. And God built a major, big confidence in me regarding, you know, work during this time, that regardless of how impossible the situation seemed, that he would always come through for me. And that was really kind of a turning point for me in the beginning of really showing me how to use my faith and press in and believe. And it's, you know, obviously continued on from there, and been plenty of other things since then. But because of that experience, just whatever happens at work, there is not a question in my mind that I will be successful in what I do, and not because of my ability, but because what God has set me to do, and by believing and staying steady, that I will be successful. And since he's put me in plenty of other situations at work, and I know that will just expand to other experiences also, but I just wanted to start off with that. And then that led into, I guess after that period, it would lead into the music ministry, and just became a similar commitment that this was, it was like a job.
Amen.
And needed to treat it as such and take it as the responsibility to fulfill, you know, that was equal, or sorry, should supersede other, you know, more worldly activities. And just the same thing, by making that commitment, I've never lacked in other areas because of being this ministry, and in fact have been blessed because of it. So it's been a blessing to be part of the music ministry.
Amen. Philip, you're an engineer, right?
Yes.
Graduate. Universities, right?
Yeah, University of Texas at Dallas.
Amen. Very good. And he sings. And he's involved in making recordings. These young men will work. They work. They're not on welfare. And they're not on food stamps. Who's next?
I'd like to share a couple things. God put in my heart, before the quartet came together, God put in my heart that there would be a quartet out of this ministry. Amen. I never said that to anybody. I kind of kept that to myself. But like when I started doing solos and then the Brown Brothers came out, I said to myself, the four of us could be that quartet. And then, but I never said that to anybody.
That's what I said too.
Yeah, man. I never said that to anybody. God put that in my heart. And then about a month later or so, you came to me and said, what do you think about singing with the Brown Brothers, making a quartet?
Amen.
God has done that several times. He'll put something in my heart and then I'll kind of keep it to myself. And then a couple weeks will go by and then God will make it come to pass.
Amen. Paul Peters, his staff, Water Vibe, full time. Been, what have you been, a couple years?
Almost 2 years.
Almost two, okay. Who's next?
I'll go next. This is David.
David Brown.
Yes.
This man, let me tell you something about this guy. He has a bold heart like his mother. You better pay attention to where God is bringing him. All right? Go ahead.
All right. Haven't always been that way.
Well, she hadn't either.
Right. Well, along that line, several years ago, after I graduated high school and I started my first job, I was easily intimidated by people. I didn't have a lot of work experience, and I'm just start straight working. And I worked with 30, 40, 50, 60-year-olds. And she told me during that time that she used to be a very shy person. Outside of her group of friends, she was not very, she was just shy and very quiet. And I knew she wouldn't lie to me, but it shocked me because I've known her, ever since I've known her, she hasn't been shy.
That's your mother?
That's my mother.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So that just gave me confidence that, you know, if she says she used to be like that and she is where she is today, then I know there's hope for me. And God's done a lot in my life the last few years, and I appreciate it. You said in the opening that when Terry and I went to heaven that he had some singers ready to go. But frankly, I didn't think I was a singer at that time. There's a lot. But like what Paul said on Wednesday night, I didn't think I was a singer. But God put us up here. He put us up here, and when he gives you a job to do, he gives you the faith to do it.
Amen.
And that gave me confidence. You know, I had a lot of fear to overcome, and God ministered to me Psalm 68. He says, God bringeth out those which are bound with chains. And that's how I felt up here. I just felt bound and just kept pressing in and overcame a lot of fear. And I just thank God for it. God put us up here, and that means we can do the job he's given us to do. Jesus, when he was in hell, he praised God, and he knew he would get out of hell.
Amen.
And we can have that exact same confidence in God, that he will get us out of whatever situation we're in. He'll lead us victoriously. So,
amen.
I think that's good.
David, how old are you?
Almost 24 years old.
You're an accountant, right?
That's correct.
Amen. Paul, you're what, 21?
21, yes.
Right. And you work at Water Vibe. And Philip, I know you're the older one. Yeah. How old are you?
Sorry, 31.
31. So, 21, pardon me. 24, 31, and now the oldest one is coming up.
I'm 22. I turned 22 about a month or so ago, so maybe not quite the oldest. But one thing I just have to say, it's this quartet, to say, you know, treating like a job is most definitely correct. This has really been a commitment, you know, we've made to the ministry and to God, and we don't take this lightly. It's been a blessing to have been born and raised in this ministry, and then now to sing in a quartet with my, you know, two brothers and this other guy who we were born and raised with, you know, when we used to hang out when we were kids. But it's truly a miracle when you consider the range of voices that we have. Myself, I never had the lowest voice. I was kind of always a short, small kid for a while. And then pretty quickly, I sprung up and my voice kind of just kept getting lower and lower and lower and lower. And here we are. And it's really neat to consider how it started out with the Browns having, you know, I think Phillip's more of our tenor, David's more the mid guy, and then I'm kind of on the bass end. And then Paul just adds a nice harmony to the mix. It's
you truly... You said I'm the utility.
Utility. That's a good word for it. But it's, you just can't deny, it's only God could have put this together, you know, because, like I said, I never would have thought of myself as a singer, but it's been truly a blessing, you know, to do this quartet and to be where we're at.
Amen. Thank God.
Count me as 4 for 4 for not having expected to be a singer. Just being raised playing instruments. I know God put it in my heart from very young to be part of the music ministry. I just never would have expected to sing, mainly because of playing instruments, playing piano, cello, and I just assumed I would do something like that. Never having considered that we were being trained to sing from very early by worshiping with the ministry, and Terry up here leading and us singing with him and with the worship music, the instruments definitely gave us an appreciation for the music. I remember when I was young, sitting on the first and second row over here and listening to all the horns, and we had 2 or 3 trumpets and I think even a trombone at one point and a French horn and at various times, and really listening and enjoying the harmonies that they would play. And I'm sure God did that and really gave me an ear to listen and appreciate those harmonies.
Amen. Daniel, you're a banker, right?
I'm a banker, yes, sir.
Amen. He's got all the money. Also, one of the taller ones. Thank God. Y'all got anything else you want to say?
I can say I never really listened to quartets growing up. Never listened. I mean, only music we listen to is the music here. But I'd say over the last 2 or 3 years, God's really put just a love in my heart for that sound, the quartet sound. And I think the first time the four of us sang together was in late 2010.
Is that what it was?
Yes, because you stuck the four of us up here and we sang with the worship tapes.
Oh, yeah.
And you told us at that point to listen to the professionals and find someone that you can sing with and sing with them and learn. And I've very diligently listened to groups such as the Gaithers, Ernie Haas, and the Cathedrals. Those are the main three. And just listening to them and how they sing, how they mix their parts. And I just know that God's really put a love in my heart for that sound.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It's really...
Sorry. Did you bring your guitar?
I did not.
Oh, my. Go ahead, Daniel.
I was just going to say, it's really neat when we all get together and we can worship together, at least at the house, because we'll have... You know, I can be sitting on the drums, playing the drums, and Philip can be playing piano, David can be playing guitar, and Paul is doing his utility singing over there. And it's really been a blessing to be able to do this worship and just have this gospel in our hearts to where, you know, when we're not just singing, we're not just making, you know, good sounds, or we're making, you know, we're praising the Father, and that's what we do. I had one experience where some stuff had gone on at home, and I wasn't some stuff going on, and by the time I got to church, I wasn't in the best moods, but we got up here and we sang. It was with the boys at that time, but I remember, you know, as soon as we started singing with those Terry songs, I felt the life in my spirit, and I really felt that my heart start rising up, and I was like, this is why I like this place. This is what I get from it. And when we would come up here and we minister with the quartet, what I do when I get up there is expect to see somebody delivered, expect to see results from us ministering, and not just expect to come up here and sing some beautiful songs or anything like that.
Amen. Paul?
Yeah, along the same lines what David said just a second ago about Jesus in hell, and we can always have a victory. I remember I read your books that are now online. I read those books. I don't remember which book it was. But you said, God will never put you in a situation where you won't come out with a victory.
Absolutely.
And that has really ministered to me.
Absolutely. Did you happen to read today where I put about no temptation to take you, but it says it's common to man?
Yes, I read that.
You read that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you read about my little testimony about when I was in Japan when Patty's dad passed away?
Yeah. I read that, and then I was reading Psalms at the same time. I think it was Psalm 84, I believe. Mm-hmm. He's talking about walking uprightly. And that, I think, is verse 13. It says, he will withhold no good thing. Or I'll read it for you. I can't remember what it says.
No problem. No
but,
problem. You got it there?
Yeah, I have a Bible right here.
Come on, preach. These guys are all licensed, right? Licensed ministers?
Ordained, yes.
Ordained.
Yes.
Licensed? Wrong. Ordained. Go ahead.
So, I thought it was 84. Maybe it's not.
Hallelujah. Amen. That God, amen.
I can't find it right now.
That's
but
right.
It talked about walking uprightly. He won't withhold any good thing from you.
Right.
For those that walk uprightly.
Amen. You know, I posted that Psalm 15 about swear and to his own hurt. You read that?
Yes. Yeah.
I've done that more than once. I used to read it and I'd think, I don't know about this. Well, you know, I wasn't out here looking for punishment. Swear to your own hurt. I found out that's required of me. It'll be required of you all. You're going to hear a lot about these four, a whole lot, and others. But actually, the quartet's been in my heart all my life, well, since I was a small boy. And I wanted it, and God brought it to pass. And they all, well, Philip, how old were you, 2 or 3 when you came here?
About 2 and a half.
2 and a half. Rest of you, were you all born here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You think God didn't raise up a quartet?
Amen.
Well, if you wonder, just wait. We'll tune them up here one of these hours. Not tonight. We'll have the guitar with them. What else you all want to say?
I found that verse. Psalm 84, verse 11.
Yeah?
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Yeah, see? You notice, you have to walk upright to get the good things. You can't do your own thing. You can't. I've been walking 44 years upright before God. I didn't think you could do that. But you can, because when he takes you and chooses you, he's going to teach you how to walk. And you may try to go here, and one day a bear will meet you in a room. Oh, you don't want any bear meeting. And you try to go left, there'll be something else. But I'll tell you what God will do. If you desire to be a rebel and keep sinning, one day God will let you go just so far. And you'll find yourself in the worst mess you have ever known. How do I know that? Because you all are ordained of God to be with this ministry and not to do what you want to, but to obey God. Give yourself to prayer. And that's it. Otherwise, you can take off. One day God will let you take off. I posted yesterday, I think. God will not always chide with you. Did you know God gave me that verse of scripture? In 1972, I was getting ready to leave Florida, Hollywood, Florida, to come back to Argyle. And God gave me that verse of scripture, and it scared the daylights out of me. I'd already sold my hospital and doing the will of God. Then he says, I won't always chide with you. In other words, one day he'll say, okay, I'll turn you over to a belly of a whale. He doesn't talk very well there. God doesn't. You don't hear well. But I'll tell you what. Then Jonah prayed after 3 days in the belly of a whale. Then Jonah prayed. God says in Jonah 2, he that regards lying vanities forsaketh his own mercy. A person that will listen to a spirit of witchcraft, that's what that is, lying, divination, he forsaketh his own mercy. That's what's wrong with America today. Amen. I have fear of God, so I wouldn't want to be afraid of God. Well, that's fine. We'll see how fearful you are in hell. God's terror is there all the time. You don't want to go to hell. You want to repent and believe the gospel. Keep believing it. Walk in it upright. Do the will of God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. You can do that. Look at the Bible. God will hear you. He wants to hear you. And I want you to hear him and obey him. Why? Because I want to see you blessed with all kinds of blessings. The best blessings come from obedience. I want to see you do it. Amen. Any comments?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
I guess it was a week or two ago, a couple weeks ago, you were quoting Psalm 23. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in, or he maketh me to side, leadeth me to the side of still waters, maketh me lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And just, I think the day after that, or 2 days later maybe, I was reading, and I started at the beginning of the Psalms, and I read that one. And God really opened that up to me, just the first part of that. I'd always associated I shall not want and green pastures and still waters with restoreth my soul, thinking, you know, like a day at the spa, right? You take a break and then you feel better. Well, I saw the punctuation in the verse, and it says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, period. Then he restoreth my soul, and then it's a colon, and then he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake.
Amen.
And I saw, even though the paths of righteousness are not going to be fun most of the time, right? A lot of times, but the purpose is to restore your soul, and that was a good revelation, a powerful revelation to me, just to see everything that we've walked through. And you always see the benefits after you come through a challenging, you know, something, a trial of your faith, but it was just further encouragement to see as we go forward, those trials, they restore your soul. And it's something to look forward to as opposed to something to fear or be apprehensive about.
Romans chapter 5 talks about faith accesses grace. Faith accesses grace. With grace comes tribulations, and with tribulations, patience, and with patience, experience. Experience, hope. Hope, make it not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. 1 John 4:16, I believe it is, says, perfect love casts out all fear. If you put those verses in Romans 5 with 1 John 4, and it might be, well, what I said. Anyway, the fear will come out of you. You don't have to pray to get fear out. You don't have to cast fear out. The love of God in your heart will kick the fear out. Well, I saw that. That's why I started reading Psalms a lot. Get rid of your fear. Don't say I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. Well, I'm not. What time I'm afraid, I trust in the Lord. What I do when I'm trusting in the Lord, praying. praying. You know, David said, what time? I am afraid. I trust in the Lord. You know, David was a man after God's own heart. Yeah. A man after God's own heart. You say, that's impossible. That's what God's looking for from you for. After God's heart. That's what he wants. You want what God wants you to have. And God will lead you after his own heart. And that's what he does with me. Now, I didn't know that could be possible, but I read it years ago. But that's what he does. I'm after God's heart. I'm not after anybody else's heart. I don't even want to hear what anybody else says to me. I want to know what God wants. And my sheep hear my voice. John chapter 10. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. So seek after God. Read the word of God out loud, and you'll get your heart after God's own heart. And oh, what a great day of rejoicing that is. You're going to see the body of Christ in your lifetime and mine. I'm not going anywhere. God promised me long life until I was, as long as I was satisfied. Well, I'm not going to get dissatisfied. I'm staying here, and I'm going to meet Jesus in here. Now, if you think that won't be a ride, look, people are afraid to get in the airplane. How they going to meet Jesus? Have you heard my testimony about going to Israel in 74? I was on a French airline 747, and I was sitting there looking out the window at the big engine. Lord said, if that engine would have trouble, I'd send my angels in there to repair it. I said, you what? That is a fiery furnace. That's about 2,000 degrees. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't there three Hebrew children? Didn't they get in the fiery furnace? Huh? Yes. And wasn't there one in there like the Son of God? And four of them, and they all got out. And when they got out, they didn't even smell like it had been in smoke or fire. That's the God we know. I want to encourage you. Push on. Give it all you got. Every time you want to do something besides pray, don't pray. Read the Psalms out loud. It won't hurt you. I promise you, it won't hurt you. It'll make you stronger and stronger. And you'll be hungering and thirsting after righteousness. And you shall be fed. That's Matthew chapter 5. And when you get fed that righteousness, then Isaiah 32:17 says, the work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Well, don't you like to be sure? Well, I know you guys play a little basketball now and then, right? Or something. I don't want to tempt you. You don't have to admit it. But wouldn't you like to have assurance in whatever thing you're doing? I'm assured. I was training a horse once for the director of the Federal Administration, Communication Commission. And he said, I wish I had your confidence. Federal Aviation Association. So I wish I had your confidence. I said, well, I don't have confidence. I was just as calm as I could be. I said, you have no idea what's inside of me. But you know what? When I get nervous or scared, pray. And you know what? Pray before you get nervous and scared. Are you getting me? Yeah. Pray before. Don't get in trouble. Then pray. Pray, stay out of trouble, all right? Mm-hmm. You didn't know you were going to come up here and get a private audience with me, did you? Oh, you're going to get a lot of them. What's next? Who wants to talk?
I'll say you, in the past couple of months, you've shared some pretty hard things with me.
Oh, yeah.
That ministered to me at the same time. But right. If God has a calling on your life, he will go to great measures to fulfill that calling right. and to make sure that you walk uprightly with him.
That he will.
And right now I'm in a situation that's testing my faith, and it's up to me.
There you go.
Of what I do and how the situation is going to play out, how far God is willing to let me go. It's up to me to believe the gospel, to keep reading the Psalms, to make sure, and to keep up walking uprightly with God, to make sure God deals faithfully.
Read them, believing.
Amen, right.
See, God is for you, and he'll deliver us in time of trouble. What does it say, something that God will deliver us out of what? Six troubles, yeah, seven or something like that. I said, I don't want trouble. Well, pray. Stay out of it, but you're still going to get it.
Well, you have trouble in the flesh or in the spirit. At least in the spirit, we have a promise that we'll be delivered out of it.
There you go.
That's the way I look at it. You have troubles. People in the world who don't trust in God, they have trouble. Well, we have trouble too, but we overcome every time.
Every time. Every time. That's what we expect.
You directed us recently to press in reading further, cut out our other, cut out the music practice and things and just focus on our reading. And again, was reminded of what a powerful tool that is for overcoming and for pressing in. And I think probably all of us have something to say for what just the results we've seen within the last week or two of things changing in our life as a result to further dedication to reading the Psalms.
Amen. Listen, I've seen a lot of people run away, run out, even while they're attending here. And they go off and get in trouble, and they don't tell anybody. They don't want anybody to know it. They certainly don't tell me, because if they told me, they know, I'd say, come on, let's get out of this now. Now is accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. But you know what happens? People get off in sin, and they get too far out, and then I find out about it, and they're in all kinds of trouble, and it takes me sometimes years to pray them out. Years. I stay out of trouble. I don't like trouble. But God said you're going to have it. But he's with you in trouble if you're obeying him. Amen.
I will say, I have noticed an increase in strength in my singing just from reading the Psalms. Because normally when I come up here to sing a solo, it is extremely heavy and hard. It's sometimes hard to even get a note out. I know all of us have experienced that, not just with a solo, but since we've been reading these Psalms a lot more, and now I'm singing Bethlehem up here, that Bethlehem just comes out. It flows out so easily now.
Amen.
And I have greatly noticed an increase in strength from reading the Psalms.
That's great. Let me share something with you to encourage you. We've had for 2 weeks the singers up here, and we've not been singing along with Terry Mai's recorded songs. And we've done all the talking and not pushing in the spirit. And things are heavy. They're really heavy. It's hard for me to talk. And besides that, I've been dealing with a lot of people that are in sin, and they're coming out. And it's harder for me to minister faith. My faith is there, but the strength of the Spirit is not there. Beginning this week, back to Terry Mai, one of my boys. That's all you're going to eat, starting Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Watch, see what happens. Your strength will grow. And it'll be easier to talk. I notice all of us, especially me, but all of us up here, our voices are under stress, a lot of it. But that's the way it is, being a Christian. Amen. Anything else?
We have 5 minutes
left. We have 5 minutes? Who wants to talk? Anybody?
I'll share something.
Yeah.
Along with the voice, problems. Last year, a relative of mine, of ours, heard us sing. We sang at his house, and we sang four or five songs. And afterwards, he came over, and he said, you know, you guys sound great. If I could just offer one constructive criticism. He said, you know, you guys are a little bit harsh. And I said, well, I don't think so.
Amen.
And he gave me that look like, what? I said, well, we've been taught, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. And we're not just singing. We're not here just for a pretty sound. We're here to minister. And
amen.
I know when we got there, you know, I know you guys as well intended to minister, not just sing for the people there. And you have to push, and it didn't always sound the greatest, but we just keep pressing through it. And after that happened, that is a minor confrontation. My voice, the pressure on my voice was greatly increased. Before then, my voice had been pretty clear, but after that, my voice for a couple weeks was very subdued, scratchy, hard to sing, but
amen.
Just pressed through it and overcame.
Amen. Look, the devil hates for people to sing with any strength. My mother was a Baptist, quiet. She's a Miller, and the Millers, they're good singers. And mother played the piano for hours when I was growing up and singing hymns. But you know, she didn't sing with force. She liked to sing like Bing Crosby. No, you can't do it. You gotta gird up your loins and boldly speak the word of God. And people will say, I don't want to go to that church. I mean, God put cotton in their ears. That's good. We'll get your cotton out. Your head hurts enough. We'll get your devils out to make your head hurt. Amen. How much time? One?
Two minutes.
Well, I want to just tell everybody in the world how grateful I am to the Lord that was raised from the dead for every one of us. You read Psalms, too. And you notice in that psalm that the Father said to Jesus, ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. The heathen for your inheritance. God doesn't give people righteous people or Jesus righteous people. He gives Jesus heathen like me. Like you. Well, I'm not a heathen. No, you're a double. That's what you are. You got a pop-off valve. You need to close. I see these people. I meet them. And they hate. They hate to receive instruction. Thank God. But the Lord is coming back after a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Not too far from now. You're going to see signs really increase that Jesus is nigh. He is nigh with his coming. It's great to know that the Lord is near in the day of the valley of decision. He's near all of us today. Call upon him while he's near. He'll hear you, deliver you, set you free. Now, I'm not telling you to join any church. You can't join this one. This church is a universal church all over the world. All you have to do is believe the gospel, and you're right with us. Walk in the gospel. Do what it says. Amen.
About 20 seconds.
Anybody want to close that? Well, I want to say God bless all of you, and I want to pray a prayer of faith. And that prayer of faith will save the sick and forgive your sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray the anointing upon all the world. In the name of Jesus, on all the world. Forgive their sins. heal their sicknesses, and let them go free from the authority of the devil. Good night.
We invite you to visit Water of Light Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.